I'm Karen McMahon with Pig Health Today, and I'm visiting with Peggy Ann Hawkins. She's a swine veterinarian with Veterinary Provisions out of Northfield, Minnesota. And Peggy has been doing some research on pain relief for piglet processing.
Pig welfare has been a really hot topic in the swine industry for some time, in the pork industry. And one thing we know is in the last 30 years that I've worked in the swine industry, welfare has really taken big leaps. And I think today's producer is right on track with where we need to be with the welfare of the animal. That being said, an area of welfare is pain management for the piglet when we process the piglet. And by process, I mean castration of the males and tail docking of most pigs. Those have the reasons for those go to the product, the end product, and for the health and welfare of the pig is why we do the tail docking. We have a few things that we can do today as far as pain management of the tail dock and castration. There are products out there that have a disinfectant and an iodine with some lidocaine, which provides some temporary release. The problem is trying to decide when a pig is in pain. Personally, any student or anyone I've ever shown after we've castrated or and tail docked a pig and we put it down, when we do that crate side and they're just away from their mother for a very short time, they really are not as affected as you might think. Just picking a pig up and putting them down elicits the same response. So it's very difficult to measure these things because just handling a pig is enough to stress it out. So the products with the iodine and lidocaine are good products. I think the lidocaine provides, like Novocaine in humans, they have the pain, but as that Novocaine, lidocaine wears off, they adjust to the pain. We know on some farms, the normal bacteria in that environment, that strep is a bacteria, Streptococcus suis is a bacteria that gets into these pigs. And the processing procedure opens a door. So, and there are some places where they know what's going to happen in the nursery, and they know that the sow farm is where they're picking up these bacteria. They're ubiquitous, and it's just not going to change. In those cases, to prevent, you know, the pain of a strep suis infection, which goes to meningitis or brain swelling, and that's got to be very painful for the animal, sometimes we need to get ahead of that with prophylactic antibiotics. So when we think of pain management, it's not just the momentary thing. It's the longer term thing that I like to think of, and managing all aspects of what it takes to keep a pig with good welfare, and reducing infections is all part of that. Pain management is about the welfare of the animal. It would be nice if we could find a way to medicate the sow so that she could pass pain management off to the babies in her milk. And they are looking at that, but so far the trials that have been done, you have to have such a high level of the pain management that it causes ulcers in the sow. And you know, pain management in the sow often comes down to, you know, is it a bacterial problem, lameness and things like that.
Is there pain relief for on lameness, for issues like that in sows?
Typically not so much. There are products that are for fever, labeled for fever, but also do reduce swelling in an inflamed joint. And so we can use some of those products. But again, it's a short-term thing, hoping to get the healing process started.
Tail docking can be quite a welfare issue. What's the future hold for that in the U.S.?
Tail docking is something that we've been looking at. And the situation with the tail docking is if you don't dock the tail, the pigs bite the tails. And they've tried to figure out, so why are pigs biting the tails of other pigs? What's interesting is, it seems that there are some pigs, when another pig bites their tail, they don't react. For whatever reason, they let another pig bite their tail. So they don't, some pigs, when another pig gets a hold of their tail, they'll turn around, they'll get away, they'll move to another place, you know. But there are some, and it must be a cultural, if you will, behavioral situation as much as anything. We've looked at nutrition, we've looked at environment. In Europe, there have been places where the governments have laid down the law that they cannot tail dock. And when you allow pigs to bite other pigs, you get bacteria straight from the mouth into the tail, right into the nervous system, because that's where the spinal cord is. And again, the same situation with strep bacteria moving into the central nervous system, causing pigs to lay down and paddle. It's something many farmers have seen. Oftentimes when we see that, we can give a course of antibiotics and get them out of it. But as far as welfare, a swollen brain is one of the most painful things that can happen to an animal.